As Twitter and Facebook have stepped up efforts to curb disinformation on their platforms, Parler has become the most downloaded app in the U.S. Self-styled as the free speech app, the service does not fact-check posts. It does, however, ban pornography, threats of violence, and support for terrorism. Brett Schaefer, who covers disinformation topics at the Alliance for Securing Democracy, a nonpartisan Washington think tank, says platforms that lay down minimal or no ground rules at all can be problematic.
They often become playgrounds for neo-Nazis, racists, homophobic comments. When you say anything goes, anything tends to go.
Allentown resident and registered Parler user Jose Gomez claims Facebook unfairly censored his views. He says he was recently banned from the platform for 30 days.
I didn't use any profanity. I was respectful, in my opinion. As a conservative, we're not going to agree on a lot of stuff, but there has to be that free exchange of ideas.
The Republican-led Federal Communications Commission is considering regulations that would penalize companies for censoring content. And next week, a Senate committee will examine whether or not social media companies should be permitted to exercise more content moderation or less. Megan Frank, WLVR News.